Blog Talk Radio.
All right, here we go. I got a lot to talk about today. Now, you cats, you guys need to call in. Let me put a little note here. All right. Now, this is what we're going to talk about today. Time is a motherfucker. Time is a serious motherfucker. And you guys are going to let time get away. What's today's date? The 10th. You're going to let time get away from you again. When you keep putting things off, time flies. It just goes hella fast. And there's only 3 weeks left in this semester. And if you want to goddamn take advantage of enrolling in this April, this coming up April semester, you better get on it. Even though I will admit that I thought that it would be more people registered by now. But it's cool because, shit, I had too many last time. And it fucking, it just wasn't cool. So, you know, this sale shit, which is over, you guys can take that to the bank. I ain't having no more goddamn sales. But I want you to know that 2020 off-campus course, because truckers have a hard time making it to class. I done had a few truckers. And, you know, they always have their, it's appropriate because it's their work, but they always have this excuse of blah, 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 blah. But I'm telling you, that version comes in MP4s. And besides all the new information that's in it, it includes my input as an instructor, which takes your ability to learn it to a whole nother level. Because you won't be attending Sidewalk University. You won't get that hands-on. But it's cool. Now, it's going to be $750 to the end of this month, and it's back to $1,350. Hey, I ain't finna talk to you private numbers, so, hey, if you motherfuckers want to talk to me, make your numbers private. I mean, make them public. Now, I ain't talking to none of you private number motherfuckers. Period. Matter of fact, let me X you out. You gone. So, now, if I got here or read shit, you know, about this motherfucking affidavit that you guys believe, when will any of what the fuck you guys believe represent the real motherfucking deal?
Man,
all right, what the
coach,
fuck
man.
Do you want, man?
Where's my money at, man? Fuck your coach.
I knew that was a sucker, but he keep calling back, so I wanted to hear him. Hey, you guys remember him, don't you? He calls in and say, you motherfucking punk, where's my money? Where's my money at, you motherfucker? Yeah, he does that. Now, don't you think at one point the motherfucker would do whatever he needs to do to get his money back? So you know he's a bitch. And he on there again, so let me just ignore him and go head on with my motherfucking shit. Because the most disrespectful thing any of you motherfuckers can do is misrepresent this fucking abadab. And not care what trouble you cause. This is, you know, really fucked up about you guys. Getting it wrong is one thing, but then getting it wrong and not caring that you got it wrong is a whole nother thing. See, you motherfuckers believe you could be about this shit with a straw in your mouth and you think you could scream. You can't scream this game through the motherfucking straw. Now, what I'm saying is, you motherfuckers whisper shit through a straw, and then you write about what you claim you saw. Me, I'm like a tree. I'm a motherfucking tree. Standing strong by the sea. Weathering all storms, staying true to form because the abadabba in me is always reborn. Being real is what it's about, staying down and dirty without any doubt. Expressing, dressing, abadabba repping, and goddamn it, because this abadabba keeps me stepping. When all the rappers understand that shit about this abadabba Q that rhymes only matters if that shit doesn't fade with time. And at least in one of those lines, you gotta represent some abadabba like mine. Shit. After all, it's all about the abadabba. And if you say your Q is what claims you your way into life's hall of fame, you got this abadabba Q. I want to see a magic show. But the last time I went, to one of the motherfuckers called me up on the stage. And he made me disappear. Problem was, he didn't know where the fuck he had made me go. Took him 7 minutes to find me. You want to know the truth? I had people who I got a lot of this game from. A lot of people. Otherwise, they showed me the ropes in certain aspects of my life. But not one of them motherfuckers ever thought of themselves as my mentor. There is a such thing as a mentor. But in reality, the motherfucking word came about for psychologists to make money. They do it by showing you another way to pay them. Unless you, you know, don't put on that. We didn't pay. Because they weren't mentors. Although they were mentoring us. I know it doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense. Not much. A mentor, I would imagine, if you look at him as a mentor, can fail you. If he don't, he don't, but he can. These motherfuckers that was fucking with us, they couldn't fail us. Because they was just talking about what the fuck they do. And as long as they do what they're talking about, who, how the fuck can they fail me? But what they do in the course of being who they became is the kind of shit I need to know. So because he's telling me about this, that, and the other back in the day, blah, 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 he ain't mentoring me. Wait, he is mentoring me. But he's not my mentor. You better make that distinction. You just better wait. We all have mentoring people or things in our lives, and we don't have to pay anyone to see them. Well, unless you do have to pay. But what I'm saying is mentoring is a way or an avenue for you to learn. That's all it is. Psychologists make you believe if something was missing in your life, like a father figure, you should latch on to whoever is in your life that's representing manhood. Let them mentor you. just because this motherfucker representing manhood don't mean he can mentor me or any other motherfucker. What mentoring is about is the, in quotes, mentor is fucking expressed in life. And that student that's being mentored, what the fuck? Oh my God, I fucking didn't even put the time on. This thing is going off in 4 minutes. But I could go over time. But what I'm saying is, you know, mentoring the student that's being mentored has to be sharp enough to pick up the little details and the little nuances to what this motherfucker is talking about. So what I'm saying is, I don't believe you should latch on to whoever represent bullshit. I think that is so much goddamn bullshit, because a representative does not necessarily have to be in your life. You can just know of what this motherfucker do or did, or you can use your own imagination. But then again, I wouldn't be a person that needs mentoring. That's my fucking point. You don't need no fucking mentoring. My point is, I can't stand definitions or people believing all those goddamn things in life make you need shit. That shit just make you see life. Don't make you need nothing. I do not and will not ever need anything but me. That mentor can't live your life for you. So in reality, it's still up to you to do what's necessary to appreciate your goddamn self and find a way to manhood. Now, when it comes to mentors, who says you need one? And if your mentor said that, you better check his fucking credentials. I learned from so many different sources, but I can honestly say I only had maybe 4 or 5 serious mentors in my life. And the reason that is, my ace in the hole is I love this shit I'm doing. So they say have a mentor. Did you hear me? I had 4 or 5, maybe even more. I'm going to do this shit like I see fit. When it comes to Sidewalk University, I'm going to teach as I see fit. I'm going to prepare these motherfuckers for being in the streets, even though they ain't thinking about being in the streets. But see, what they realizing and what you realize, damn, I didn't fucking, that was my fault. Anyway, what you will realize is life is the streets. You ain't got to be on the street to be in the streets. Do you think a confident person worries about being confident? See, you motherfuckers, why y'all ain't calling in? You ain't got nothing to say? All right, listen. I don't think they worry. I just don't. I don't think they worry about anything. But I do think various things concern the curious. The significant difference between a confident person and your ass is we identify the insecurities and approach them with a determination unlike yours. The insecurity does not frighten a confident man or woman. Actually, it makes us happy. It makes us happy that we can still see where there is progress to be made in our lives. If insecurity added, even with a confident person, it would weaken them. See, Sidewalk University teaches you, a person who knows how to deal with insecurity finds it a tantalizing piece of life's pie, and it's simply for you to enjoy. You see, once a person with confidence, his outlook on life spots insecurity. Once a person with confidence spots insecurity after toying with it a while, we get rid of it. I have three of the dopest references a person can want, and they are wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Abadab. The problem for me was waiting. I know I should be patient and wait to bloom, but I just kept having flashes about shit ain't gonna let me bloom. That's why I don't wait. My abadaba, as my hand got better, and as I matured into a full-fledged motherfucker, at the top of the heap in this abadaba, yet I still think something can derail me. But you gotta think that. That's why you stay down. How are you gonna think nothing can derail you? I probably won't be totally comfortable until I know it's all over for me. Even so, I'm stoked about the process of living my dream because it's going so goddamn smoothly for me. This is what could be coming for me because I read this this morning and that's what made me want to talk about this. This dude hit me. Hey, bud, let me know when you do a live stream because I definitely want to catch it. I've had your courses since May 2012. I've probably listened to them babies at least 20 times, and each time I catch something new. I know the course works because people tell me all the time it's something different about you. Even people I don't know, male and female, go out of their way to strike up a conversation. Game is a motherfucker, and anybody that gets that course is going to be laced for sure. Now, you can think what you want to think about your goddamn station in life. You can think what you want to think about what I just read you. But if there's something you believe you have not discovered inside you yet, get my motherfucking goddamn Sidewalk University's education. And I'm sure you can find a million things to do with whatever money you get. But in reality, this is one inexpensive thing that is absolutely for you. And I'm going to leave you with this. When a woman says she's a strong black woman, or just a strong woman, period, why don't she just say what she really means? Because what she really means is she is a knuckle-headed motherfucking bitch. That's what she really means. KHB, knucklehead bitch. Every time one of those KHBs say that goddamn shit to me, I'm telling you, it's after they have in some way acted like a motherfucking ass towards a man. And whenever they say, oh yeah, he's a strong black man, it's because she done shitted on that motherfucker before. And he didn't do shit. I ain't saying you're supposed to beat a bitch up. Man, you guys got me talking so much shit, I ain't even smoked a joint. God damn it. But I'm not saying you're supposed to beat a bitch up. I'm just saying, you're supposed to check them motherfuckers when they goddamn say some fucking bullshit. I wish the fuck a knuckle-headed motherfucking bitch would actually speak English and say what the fuck she mean. Goddammit, did I get it? Say what the fuck she mean like I do. You know, I blazed the trail, and I could travel. I could only travel it so far. And the shit is looking so clear now that I'm tempted to settle. You know, there's times, wait a minute, you know, there is times that I'm crazy. You know that, don't you? That was one of them. I ain't never settling. And that's exactly why I want to continue the same motherfucking path that I'm on, because settling ain't no option for me. It shouldn't be an option for you. I'm all in and won't quit till the last shovel of dirt is thrown over my black ass. I'm getting so much better at teaching my students that is damn near amazing. I'm halfway through this semester, and it's only fitting because classes will see everything will only improve. This is a momentous occasion for my dreams, my goals, and my aspirations. You about to be bombarded with motherfucking quips and philosophical bullshit, not bullshit, but crap coming from yours truly. I claim the elder's name. So you got to hear this shit and pay attention, because things are not always as clear as you think they are or they should be. Do you motherfuckers know how important it is to be able to be your motherfucking self? Now, this thing is going to cut me off soon because I didn't fucking put the time in. But I'm feeling it's just important to be yourself. I didn't have to make any real adjustments from a square to a pimp's life. It was in me. So even though it wasn't me at the time, it was in me to be one. And I remember when I got out the game and started my square life, I like start having identity crisis. The first thing I realized was it's much harder to square up than it is to turn out. The game, this abadab of being on stage, was rewarded with admiration and plenty of compliments and many other ways to promote your want to always be from stage. You know, I was so used to that once I settled into being a motherfucking square. Being on stage was not very well received. It wasn't well received because there was no stage for a nigga like me to be on. And when I realized I couldn't be seen as the man I am, or had become accustomed to being recognized as, I was fucked up. There was no way I was going to settle into oblivion and be happy. I was miserable for a good week or so until I realized who I am. I'm motherfucking Rosebud. I made my name. Ain't nobody give me my motherfucking name. No one gave me shit. I thought of it and lived to represent it. Always. I had to realize I stopped pimping. I didn't stop being a motherfucker. And finally, I did realize that. So I had to set out to do some things. I hadn't done it quite a while. And that was go back to school, push my path to where I'm going to be able to be me. Which is the point of this motherfucking video. I had to do me in this square-ass world just as I had done me in that fly-ass world. And I'm fucking proud that I've been doing me. As a square, getting square money, paying taxes, and living a square-ass life. And I accept that this is me. Can you accept who you really are, bro? Not who you pretend to be, but who your inner self is. I also know there are many of you motherfuckers would not want to be me because you're glad you're you. If you accept who you are, then you will appreciate this video. If you aren't able to accept who you are, then you need this motherfucking video. Either motherfucking way, you've been blessed with one of my last thoughts of being, not last thoughts, but just one of my thoughts And after a few more of them thoughts on these videos, you're gonna see the first of my videos in my seventh decade. See, the reason you like Drop of a Dime, that DOAD, so much, it was almost like a reality show. That's because a seasoned actor could not act the part of Fabulous Delano. The reason I came off so strong is because I wasn't acting. That's the big deal when it comes to real shit. Actors are acting, and they only doing what they think a motherfucker in that position would do. Motherfuckers that have hoes know what to do, even if he being filmed. And he ain't doing none of that punk shit. And y'all was seeing it and loving it. There's too many innuendos for some actor to play this motherfucking Abadabba Q. That's why it's so dope. That's why the deep drop of a dime, we were filming as method actors. Now, that shit didn't go through. Now, I don't even know why, because when it stopped, I was, man, fuck it, that's why I don't fuck with people. Even somebody like Nicotina, he a cool motherfucker. Got plenty of money, been doing shit. I don't know, ever since I heard of him. But for whatever reason, he couldn't make that shit go, and shit, fuck that. For motherfuckers with the Abadabba Q, we need real motherfuckers with this Abadabba to play them goddamn selves. Now, who's interested in going down into this Abadabba Q history with me? Because I'm a follower of past niggas with this Abadabba who blazed the trail easily. And I followed that trail to the top of the mountain with what a motherfucking Abadabba is really goddamn taken care of. While I readily admit I'm a follower, I also know how much of a leader I am. This is why I speak as I do. This is why I have my shows. And this is why I fucking dealt or came up with Sidewalk University. Lead for followers and follow to lead. Figure it out. Because I try hard to supply the best customer service, but you motherfuckers need to help. This means when you make an order, you got to include your email so that I can get the product to you. You got to include what tools you're ordering. Because I want tool one. And you don't say one of what? How do I know what you want? So when I wait for you, now I'm fucking you. The shit is crazy. Don't forget your email address so that I can send it to you. For all of you guys that's getting these tools to tell me thank you or what, because I don't need thanks. All I need is that you to not be able to pass up such good motherfucking Abadabba. But either way, I have had a great week. Well, not a great week, a great semester. And it's because I am learning. I don't know it all. I know damn this shit about what I think, but I don't know it fucking all. I haven't figured out what I'm going to do. But up until now, I couldn't have had a more pleasant time figuring it out. And, you know, Tony the Tiger is my nephew. And he already told me things will be great. So stay motherfucking tuned. And if you take the time to listen to what confidence will do for your motherfucking ass, you should also take the time to realize how much you need. Well, I ain't gonna even say that. I'll soon say how much you need my shit. I ain't gonna say you need it. I'm going to say you should want it. What most of you motherfuckers don't understand about me is I don't take no prisoners. I am always up whatever's on the menu. When I get in a bitch, I ain't taking no prison with her either. First thing I do is figure out where she coming from, and shit, when I do is on. I can tell that damn near by her first sentence. And once I notice where she coming from, even if she says she's turned off by me, I'm going to catch the bitch. So many of you motherfuckers have been in a position to see how this shit worked. But, you know, I'm talking about lie, because I done did it on the fucking show before. Let a bitch call in right now, I get at her. So many of you motherfuckers seen this shit, but you don't believe in the shit because you think I'm just talking shit, or worse, I hired the bitch to call in. Emotions are really, really, really dangerous. Unless you're using hers to win your motherfucking battles. Because that's what I do. I provoke emotions in women. And when they get emotional, they just tell you exactly how to flip her motherfucking ass. That's what they do. They can't help it. Because they want to be in control. And they see you controlling and they going crazy. I kid you not. This woman swore I could not catch her. Because we didn't hit it off. And I was married. You know what I told her? I told her this. No, I didn't even call her this. I just said, baby, if you talk to me 5 minutes, I will have your ass. And I turned to ignore her. But she was such a bad bitch that she laughed at that. And needless to say, within 5 minutes, you could hear her breathing had changed. And you could see that she was relaxing. Her voice had thoroughly softened. And she didn't realize it, but she was under my charm. Listen and learn. Though remember, what you learn is dangerous, fellas. You're going to not be able to go out. You're going to not be able to speak to women. I do business the old-fashioned way. I earn your respect and your trust, then I show you what's up. That, I'm in the process of making my course compatible. Actually, I've done it. That was something I thought to do, but I've actually made it. It's compatible with any media. Business is business, but unlike businessmen mindset of today, I'm not passing costs on to you. I'm not. Even when I gotta sit up and write shit. Whenever a businessman or a businesswoman makes an improvement on their product, what happens? The price go up and your ass gotta pay. It especially goes up, you know, if they can visibly see the improvement. What the hell do you think they would do if they had to spend money to make it to where all the, you know, everything you guys use is compatible with it? They do the same damn thing. Raise the price. The price would go up. My stupid ass did both of those things. And what the hell did I do? I put shit on sale for like 30%. And when, you know, when it returns to the regular price, it's going to be the same. But what I'm saying is, yes, I made money during the sale. But do you guys know I fucked over Sidewalk University's standings or status when it comes to getting approved for these grants I'm trying to get? How'd you lose all them points, bud? By having a fucking sale and letting a whole bunch of non-qualified motherfuckers that had $500 buy my shit and get in. What did they do, bud? They quit. A lot of people quit every semester because everybody can't do this shit. I don't think like Steve the Dean. He thinks anybody can have game. All you got to do is listen to him tell you what it is, and then you can have it. No. Some motherfuckers don't think they're going to have it, just like in the streets. That's why you see them for 2 or 3 days or a month, and they go. Because they can't stand it. That's what happened at South Park University all the time. But this particular time, I had 42 motherfuckers reported. Thought it was cool. Reported 42. And 38 of them at this point, it was less than that, but 38 of them now didn't drop out. I ain't even ashamed to say that. Because if you get 40% of your class to graduate, you at the top of the fucking heap. But I didn't even get 40%. Don't get me wrong. I was getting 40%. And things were building up, but this crushed me. Fucking crushed me. But don't worry. I ain't even worried about that. I'm going to just start over if that's the case. I'm going to try to catch up because I got 18 more months. It's a 5-year program. I got 18 more months. That's like 6 more fucking semesters. Maybe I can make it up. But I don't expect you to pay for the improvements I'm making my products. If I fuck up, I pay out of my pocket. I don't raise the prices to make you pay for my fuck-ups like most motherfuckers do. It's all on me. But this is only because I'm being totally honest in what I'm doing. I try to avoid shit that can be avoided. I steer clear of the enticements, you know, of bullshit. Anything that's going to entice me to challenge my integrity, I ain't fucking with it. And I'm shunning those motherfuckers who lack respect for themselves. Now, I hear there's a group that networks in the game. Yeah, I can't imagine what the motherfuckers do. They're supposed to be national and keep each other up on what's new in different cities. Now, I wonder how they do that. When they do, they don't get off the computer. So how the fuck can they know what's happening in another thing? Oh, that's right. The network. Yeah, okay, man. You guys kill me. You guys really fucking kill me. But, you know, as usual, I'm going to come to the end of this, and no one has called me. Oh, let me see. Yeah, no one has called in but that fool that wants to talk about motherfucker weird. Where's my money, motherfucker? Do like film, though, go convince them to come back. Champion of the truth. I don't know what you're talking about, but, you know, when Film Slim got knocked, he still had to pay them bills. We all have to pay them. I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm reading at the bottom, so maybe I should get somewhere at the top. And see what the fuck this nigga talking. Matter of fact, I ain't even finna try to figure that out. Hey, you guys, check game. I gotta go because they're gonna cut me off in 45 minutes. And we at 43 now. So what I'm saying is this my fault because I got a lot more to talk about. So I just have to make the video, another video tomorrow or whatever, later tonight. I don't know when I'm gonna do it, but I got a lot more to tell you. I'm saying, if you ain't able to accept who the fuck you are, then you needed this video. And if you are able to accept who you are, you also needed this video because it ain't over yet. But either way, you have been blessed with what I think about the shit that I talked about. And after a few more of these fucking videos, well, maybe not more than a few. Well, I don't know, man. I was finna say some shit, but it sounds like I think I'm dying. I don't think I'm dying. I'm just, you know, I'm just 70 and I'll be thinking shit. Hey, wouldn't you like to be what you see me as at 70? Because, I mean, I got gray hair and all that shit. But I don't fucking act 70. I don't look motherfucking 70. And you know, when I be walking in a store or wherever in the mall, and I see them old motherfuckers 70, and they just be taking their steps slowly and shit, and I be just, now, I might have slowed down, but I don't think I have. Because to me, I be, you know, walking just like I always have walked. And I think this devil is doing this to me. Or for me. That's what I think. I don't know what you think. Hey, look. I'm gone. Do everything cool, everybody. Hey, get in Sidewalk University. You need this shit.